Welcome back. With criticism mounting, Amazon's Ring revealed a web dashboard of privacy controls it hopes will slash the number of horror stories coming from customers. Earlier this week, and in time for CES, the home surveillance camera and internet-connected doorbell specialist made a point of unveiling an account control panel it hopes will allow users to better manage the access settings on their devices and keep hackers and other intruders out. The new controls will be available across all products. Ring said in the announcement, quote, "The control center will initially let you see and manage your connected mobile, desktop, and tablet devices, as well as third-party services. It will also enable you to opt out of receiving video requests in areas where local police have joined the Neighbors app," end quote. This comes after Ring found itself under fire on a number of fronts for its privacy policies and security protections. Civil rights groups have raised concerns since the cameras provide officers excessive levels of surveillance power. In short, Ring encourages its customers to share their web-connected camera footage with neighbors and the police, opening up a whole can of worms regarding privacy and consent. While it's clear there are privacy concerns over cheap surveillance devices being installed in people's homes, hopefully the move to a user-controlled dashboard will help improve security.
Definitely. It's interesting, isn't it, how these smart devices originally, when they first started coming out, were taking away the security control from the user.
Yep.
So we were all having to make the assumption that our devices were secure. Now, as we're learning, no, there's actually problems. Now they're saying, okay, we're going to create interfaces for you to be able to control that security. And they're adding features. And you know, you can say, you know, smart devices and connected devices are a bad thing. Well, they're probably not. They're just young. And I think we do have to give some grace to the companies that are manufacturing them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because they're learning from their mistakes. And I think they're proving too that they're making changes based on those mistakes. I heard one argument that, well, it doesn't enforce two-factor authentication by default. And I thought, wow, what? Today it doesn't force two-factor authentication? And I set up a bank account with my bank this week, and they gave me online banking.
And
they didn't enforce two-factor authentication.
You can opt into it.
However, right.
But they don't enforce it.
The bank didn't do it. So we're being really hard on a new platform.
That's true.
For the very same thing that the bank here in Canada, like I'm talking TD Canada Trust.
Yeah.
Like a big bank. They don't enforce either.
Right.
So we got to put things into context. But
yes,
I think it's a good thing that companies are starting to respond to their users. And I think it's kind of neat that they're creating a capability for law enforcement to utilize neighborhood cameras. I remember there was a car accident in the summer. Someone driving a Tesla at top speed hit a hill and crashed it.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And the police were able to tap into a surveillance camera on a house nearby.
Oh,
and
cool.
They saw the entire accident. Like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't want our privacy violated.
That's right. The thing. We have to find the line.
And I think having control and being able to say, okay, the one in my garage is mine.
Yes.
The one that's pointed at the street,
you can
have access to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, just having a certain level of user control is a good thing.
Interesting. You know what? I was going to go off on a tangent, and I'm like, no, just going to stop. New year, new decade.
Oh,
not going to go there.
Resolution.
Is this your resolution? I like it.